Later on the show, Salman Khan gifts Shah Rukh Khan and his kids e-cycles for appearing on his movie. Kangana Ranaut sustained severe injuries while shooting for her magnum opus, Manikarnika. The actor was immediately hospitalized after she got hurt while performing a sword fighting sequence that went wrong. The actor is scheduled to be discharged next week. Kareena Kapoor Khan has been instrumental in starting the trend of gym looks, and at a recent event, Kareena stated that she should be given due credit for the same. Kareena doesn't mind getting papped anywhere and is frequently spotted with her BFF Amrita Arora Ladak post their workout sessions. Ajay Devgan took to social media and shared the first look of his upcoming film, Tanaji, The Unsung Warrior. The film is about Subedar Danaji Malusare, who was a military leader in Chhatrapati Shivaji's army. Tanaji will be another Maratha legend to appear on the silver screen after Peshwa Bajirao. Rohit Shetty is all set to work with Ranveer Singh on his next film, which will be an action-packed thriller. At a recent event, the filmmaker also shared a few words of appreciation for Ranveer, calling him a superstar. The film's heroine, however, has not been finalized yet. And the latest celebrity to get a wax figure at Madame Tussauds is none other than Kylie Jenner. The reality TV star attended the unveiling ceremony of her wax statue that was dressed in the same outfit that she wore at the 2016 Met Gala. The smash hit song Despacito by Puerto Rican artist Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee and the accompanying remix featuring pop star Justin Bieber created history. The song became the most streamed track of all time with more than 4.6 billion plays across streaming social media platforms. A Manhattan state judge ordered the pullout of 22 items from the rock and roll themed auction that were impending sale of pop star Madonna's personal items. The auction included a love letter from her ex-boyfriend and late rapper Tupac Shakur and a hairbrush containing her hair, among other items. The team of war epic Dunkirk stopped by the Big Apple for its US premiere. Christopher Nolan was accompanied by actors Harry Styles, Kenneth Branagh, Cillian Murphy and Mark Rylance as they took center stage at the gala premiere. The film has been generating immense buzz and is already being considered among the favorites for next year's Oscars.
It feels great. It feels just it's such a real privilege to be involved. And, you know, I love working with Chris and I'm very, very proud of the movie. And I think it's going to be a knockout for audiences when they watch it. You know?
Yesterday, actor Bhagyashree had quit stardom at the peak of her career post the super successful debut in Maine Pyar Kiya. 3 decades later, the actor opened up about her unceremonious exit, her plans, and shared details about her life in a tell-all social media post, which is since taking the internet by storm. Milind Luthria, who will be releasing his emergency thriller Badshah, reportedly deleted a 10-minute long lovemaking scene between Leeds' Ileana D'Cruz and Ajay Devgan prudently to avoid facing the wrath of the CBFC. Milind reportedly wanted a UA certificate for the film and hence trimmed the scene. Nawazuddin Siddiqui has stirred up quite a debate on the differential treatment and racism prevalent in Bollywood after a casting director said he couldn't cast a fair girl opposite him. Meanwhile, Nawazuddin's Babu Moshai Bandookbaz director Kushan Nandi also reacted on the whole controversy.
I support Nawaz. I think what he said was right. I don't find Nawaz not good looking. Every person in this industry has the right to do what they are doing purely on the basis of what their contribution, their talent is.
Reports suggest that Rajkumar Hirani will be playing director Subhash Ghai in his much anticipated Sanjay Dutt biopic starring Ranbir Kapoor. Ghai had directed Sanjay Dutt in the 1993 blockbuster Khalnayak, which earned him huge acclaim. Singer-songwriter Romeo Santos unveiled his wax statue at the New York's Madame Tussauds right at the time of his album release. The singer shared the experience of getting a wax figure made with his fans who surrounded the museum.
I'm very shocked at how much the wax figure looks like me. I'm like, wow, it's truly an honor. I'm speechless.
Acclaimed actor Anupam Kher, whose career spans across Bollywood and Hollywood, will be marking his 500th film with Kumail Nanjiani's The Big Sick. Playing his father in the film, Kher talked about his role in the romantic drama centered on race issues.
For 20 years, I worked almost 20 hours a day. And I was enjoying the whole process of getting up and having a job. So that's it. I think it's work never tires if you're doing something which you love.
Oscar-winning filmmaker Catherine Bigelow's upcoming directorial Detroit, based on the Algiers Motel incident that took place during 1967's 12th Street riot, unravels the racism and differences between the rich and the poor. The crime drama stars John Boyega and Will Poulter is slated for a 4th August release. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.